The 7.8 magnitude quake that struck the city of Changshan in Hebei on July 28, 1976, killed more than 240,000 people and destroyed virtually all buildings. As part of his trip on Thursday, Xi Jinping visited a memorial park, leaving flowers and paying his respects to all those who died in the devastating earthquake.
On the 40th anniversary of the July 20th earthquake, we come here to pay tribute to our victimized compatriots and extend greetings to people living here.
She hailed the people of Changshan for their selflessness, unity, resilience, and hard work following the earthquake, stressing that these qualities are exactly what the country needs to build a moderately prosperous society in all respects and realize the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. He also made a stop at the city's paraplegic rehabilitation center. There, he encouraged patients at the center to value life and health and strive to make their lives positive.
It's a tremendous catastrophe that left the whole nation in sorrow and caused huge losses. But meanwhile, the nation gained a great spirit during the fight against the disaster and in the disaster relief, which has become a key part of our national essence. It's been 40 years. We need to remember it well, extract experience from it, and carry that knowledge and experience forward.
The president also lauded the medical workers for their thorough and meticulous services.
Life is what we should cherish most. Devastating earthquake gave us a chance to see how people struggle to survive, how the handicapped strive to live, and how a national spirit can be carried forward. It also proves the excellence of our social system and a great sense of dedication among our medical staff. Comprehensive health care and services for the handicapped are both needed for the well-being of society, and your job is sacred.
During his time there, Xi Jinping attended a meeting on disaster prevention and relief. He warned that the country is entering a critical stage in flood control and relief. He underscored that the lives and safety of the public were the government's top priorities. He also suggested that there is still room for improvement when it comes to China's disaster relief system. To improve it, the president urged for efforts to improve legislation and leadership, streamline mechanisms, enhance urban and rural infrastructure, and increase public awareness and training. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.